good day, beautiful people. I am back. So today I am titling this message, What Are You Focusing On? So I am taking us to the good book of Isaiah 26, and I am in verse 3. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. And we're talking about God trusting in the Lord, you know, with everything that we have. And when I think about this verse, if our overall focus was not the nature of God, and they took God out of that verse, I really truly think that anxious, fear, anxiety, worrying would probably be part of it, because your mind would not be focusing on God and the peace that he brings upon you because you trusted in his word. You'd probably be focusing on some things that's negative. And I want to say this, that when God is the fixation of your imagination, whatever it is that's going on in your mind, that your position, your, in other words, your perspective towards life will be more peaceful. And because you have learned to develop a trust in him. And this means that while your mind is in the middle of trying to balance all sorts of thoughts, I know sometimes I'd be all over the place, you know, such as, let's say you're thinking about your schedule, your career, your family, your friends, the plans that you have, stuff that you have scheduled for the future. And when I say the future, though, because with me, I plan ahead, like what I'm going to do next week if I have stuff to do. You know, there's a certain filter that changes how you think about things, especially when you put God in your life and include him. Rather, it's something that's an unexpected occurrence that happens that may interrupt your peace. But when you put God there and you're thinking about, I know God got this, and you don't have time to worry about things, your whole perspective of how you handle things will change. You know, God's presence and God's word are where you'll find that filter, that peace that you need. Another way to identify your fixation is to examine the things that you're thinking about. And I think that that's important, because if you start having a lot of negative things, and this is what you're overall for emphasis, you may need to go back and think about, why are you lingering on something that is really adding no value to what it is that you're trying to work on? You know, what's in your mind that you keep going back constantly revisiting? I want to encourage you guys to pay attention to what you're thinking about, because a lot of times what we think about will affect our day, our lives, our weeks, and so forth. So it's so important for you to get a clear understanding as what exactly are you focusing on and what is interrupting your peace. You know, if the word of God is going to have power over your brain, it must first have a place inside your mind. And I hope that makes sense to somebody out there. And we must learn to take him in, into the things that trouble us, into the motives that drive us, into the beliefs that shape us. I think that is so important that we must learn the process and ponder his word, because the Holy Spirit, as I said many times, is our helper. That Holy Spirit waters the seeds of the word of God in us, to then produce the fruit of his peace inside of us. You know, a seed on a surface never grows, but guess what? It must be planted and watered if it will ever produce its fruit. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to go back to when my daughter was in the hospital. I could have sat there and I could have felt like I had no power. What can I do? As a parent, as a mother, when I was sitting there talking to their dad and we was in a car, and I had told him, I said, you know what, I feel like as a mother that I'm not doing enough, you know, because I'm so used to fixing things. You got a runny nose, I got that. You got a little fever, I can do something about that. You got a little cut, whatever, I can fix things. Because, you know, as I'm one of those, I whip up something in a minute to some type of healing. I like natural things. But to sit there and knowing that that I didn't have the expertise to do what the doctors and the nurses was doing, but I did have one thing. I had my faith. I had Father God on my side. I could have wavered in my faith and I didn't. And I know I shared this on the air before, but I want to encourage somebody out there. I don't know what's going on in your mind. Get your mind right. Because trust me, I did have a little inkling came up. And when I heard the word critical, how serious it was, and I started learning about the blood and platelets and different things like the hemoglobin, things that I never really thought about, I had to sit back and, honey, I walked that floor to the hospital and I prayed. And I'm sharing this with you guys again is because there are going to be some things that's going to trouble you, some unexpected occurrences. Sometimes as Christians, when we claim to know God, there's things out there that's going to test our faith. What I did not have time for is to be picking up no phones and, oh my God, this is what happened to my baby. But I was not doing that. I stayed away. I needed a moment to think and pray so that I can give God my undivided attention, because this is my way of letting him know, do what it is that you need to do, because I have faith and trust in you. Yes, I prayed over the doctors. Yes, I prayed over the nurses, but I need you to do what it is that I need you to do, because I'm putting my faith and trust in you. You know, I need you guys to do the same thing. And just think about, what are you focusing on? What are you focusing on when trials happen? Because trust me, I am always somewhere working on something. I have my vision board up in front of me. I have a vision that's in front of me so I can see those things that I need to continue to work on. Because if you don't have stuff in front of you to remind you what it is that you need to be focusing on, you drift off to something else, and then here you are again trying to start all over again. And that's the joy of living. Yes, you can start over again, but when you do, be consistent with it. So that's it. I feel like I'm rambling, but I just want to come on and say, what are you focusing on? Get your mind on God and get your negative stuff or whatever those distractions are, people, things or whatever it is, out. And put God first. Focus on him. That's all I have. I want to thank you guys. Wait a minute. I got something for you. I want to say this real quick. Please set aside some time to think about what you've been thinking about. What thoughts might you need to reset? I wrote a couple of things down. I don't want you to take a moment to pray through this area. I want you to do that because the mind is powerful, but make sure that it is filled with God's word and full of faith, and don't waver in your faith. Focus on the good things in life. That's all I have. Thank you, good people. Have a beautiful day. And as always, do not forget to pray. Take care. All right. Bye-bye.